Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for my 5-Minute Friday all about Retin-A. You guys know, if you follow me on Instagram, that I always talk about Retin-A, and it's my number one recommendation for women over age 30. So if you can't come and see me for shots or injectables, and even if you can come see me, I still want you doing Retin-A every night at bedtime after age 30. So Retin-A is a vitamin A derivative. It's also known generically as tretinoin. And there's a lot of confusion about Retin-A, retinol, retinaldehyde. There are many different forms of Retin-A. But suffice it to say, just jump on one of those forms. The very best one being actual Retin-A. But if you only get a drugstore brand like an Oil of Olay type of a cream that has, you know, rock with retinol, at least you're doing something. So every night at bedtime, Retin-A. And why do we like Retin-A? So Retin-A is the number one ingredient that's proven, and that's proven to reduce fine lines and wrinkles. And that's when you use it every night at bedtime. It is sometimes challenging to use Retin-A, so I always will want you to start on a slow ramp-up regimen where you'll use it every other night initially and use a pea-sized amount. A pea is enough for your full face. That does not mean you need a pea on your cheek, a pea on your forehead, and a pea on your chin. No. One pea, divide it into quarters, mix it with a dollop of moisturizer of your choice, and rub that in every night at bedtime, and starting with every other night, every third night, till your skin gets acclimated. If you use a Retin-A that's very cosmetically elegant, like my Diamond Line Refine, it really is easy to use, then you're going to have great results because you can use it quite regularly. One of the problems with very strong Retin-A is it is strong. Your skin will immediately feel some dryness, some flakiness, some tendency to exfoliate, and some irritation. So using it gradual and just kind of toughing it out the first month is the best way to go. And also using a really good cosmetically elegant formula that has Retin-A in it, like my Diamond Line Refine, is also a great way to go. So Retin-A prevents aging changes. It is going to smoothen and tighten your skin. So improves pore size, reduces blockage of acne-prone skin. So it's a great exfoliator. It's going to help the skin to turn over nicely. The dull, dead skin sitting on the surface exfoliates nicely when you're using a Retin-A regimen. I also love Retin-A because of its key benefit of being a brightener. Because it exfoliates your skin, it improves the brightness and the surface layer of skin so that light hits and reflects better. I definitely think retinol should be one of the most important steps for you to use every night at bedtime. If you're acne prone, Retin-A is going to improve how the oil glands are lined. Normally when we're young, the oil glands are very tortuous and have a difficult time draining all the way to the surface of the skin. But as we use the Retin-A, we get improved structure to the oil glands so that they drain efficiently. You don't have comedone formation, not as much blackheads, not as much acne breakouts. So for people who have acne, Retin-A is actually one of the recommended nighttime regimens to help improve it. Collagen building is so important. Retin-A is going to build and change the structure of your collagen. So as we age, the fibers of collagen become disorganized and irregular and not nearly as much collagen because of just normal wear and tear and breakdown. So Retin-A is going to stimulate you to grow more collagen. In addition, it's going to lay down the collagen fibers in a manner that's much more structured, flat, and dense, versus spread out, disorganized, and irregular. So that in turn leads to a beautified skin surface. If you're on Retin-A, remember, got to avoid sun exposure. You got to use your sunscreen. It is going to make you more sun sensitive. So sunscreen in the mornings. I also do like Retin-A with vitamin C. These are two products you can use together. So apply your vitamin C first, and that's morning. I use vitamin C also at night, and then after it absorbs in, I'll apply my nighttime retinol. Retin-A can be used on delicate areas, so I would not apply it directly to eyelids, but you can take a small amount that's been mixed with moisturizer. Whatever is the residual left in your hands can be delicately tapped on around the eyelids, the crow's feet, the neck area, it's definitely got to be used very lightly. But the more we treat these areas, the more the skin improves, it thickens, it gets a lot of the anti-aging benefit. Retin-A can be used if you are in a sunny environment. Just remember your sunscreen with it. If you're traveling to Hawaii or you're going somewhere tropical, I definitely would put Retin-A on hold for a week or so, just because you don't need to increase your irritation or pigmentation tendencies. For those of you who are interested to try Retin-A, it's by prescription only, unless you're in a doctor's office, and then you can pick it up. And it's so beneficial, so I want to encourage you guys to definitely put it into your skincare regimen. So let's talk about retinoid conversion. There are about four steps where the vitamin A derivatives can be transformed. Retinol esters are your most gentle form of Retin-A. Retinol itself, slightly irritating. Retinaldehyde, moderately irritating. And retinoic acid, or the actual tretinoin, is the most irritating, however, the most effective. The more irritation, the more effective. So starting on a gradual, gentle regimen and amping up is a great way to go. I think the most effective non-prescription retinol out there is a retinaldehyde formulation. So if you're someone who's buying over-the-counter stuff and you're 20, this is a great product for you. Look for retinaldehyde in your ingredients. It does need to be oxidized. There's a whole conversion process that occurs in your skin, transforming it into a gentle version of retinoic acid. The ones that give you the fastest and best results are always going to be prescription products. So look for prescription Retin-A. It's called tretinoin generic. Get that prescribed and have really fast results, visible results that are better compared to all the over-the-counter products. If you're someone who's just starting out, super nervous, don't have access to a doctor, or you prefer to shop at, like, you know, Target and Sephora brands, the pricing is, of course, cheaper, but you get what you pay for. It's a very, very small amount of retinol. Retinol esters are a very teeny amount of active product. They are converted to active retinoic acid, but you almost have to use double the quantity, triple the time, lots of fatty acids that are moisturizing in there. So if you have super irritated skin, probably start there. But it's definitely a myth that you can't use Retin-A if you have irritation of your skin. You definitely can. You have to gradually build. I want you guys to all look at your home health regimen. Sorry. I want you guys to all look at your home skincare regimen. Do yourself a favor. Make sure you have vitamin C in the mornings. If you're really motivated, use it at night for collagen growth. Make sure you have sunscreen. Make sure you use it even on cloudy days. Make sure you have Retin-A in some form in your cupboard to use every night at bedtime with a really nice moisturizer. Try my Diamond Line Refine. I know you'll love it. I use it all the time. And try that with Night Quench, a really nice, dense, rich moisturizer. These are the steps that you need for great skin. You don't have to use my brand, but you do have to use Retin-A. All of you over age 30, you have homework. Go and do it. Stay beautiful. That's it for now. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing skincare products. If you go ahead and write us, we will send you a sample of some skincare to try. So send us a DM, rank, rate, and review the podcast in the iTunes store. We love it when you do that. Email us a screenshot to info@beautybydrk. We'll send you a trial size sample of some of these products. Until we talk next time, every Tuesday and every Friday, stay beautiful.